his port. His ship was outward bound. His sweetheart standing by his side, she mourned a bitter tear. Though as he pressed her to his side, he whispered in her ear, "Farewell, my own true love, this parting gives me pain, and you will be my guiding star till I return." Storms are raging high. Then, old sweetheart, remember me, your faithful sailor boy. 'Twas sad to say the ship returned without the sailor boy, for he had died while on the sea. His flag was held most high. Farewell, my own true love, this parting gives me pain, and you will be my guiding star till I return. Steps on shore to tell that he was dead. A letter that he gave to her, these words it sadly read: "Farewell, my own true love, on earth we'll meet no more. Though may we meet in heaven above, where parting is no more.
I ask my Lord to take a walk. Take a walk a little way, and as I walk, my only thought was, when shall be our wedding day? We walk beneath a whispering pine. My heart was filled with love divine, and as we near the riverside, I asked her when bride. Just only say that you'll be mine. A little home we'll build so fine, just down beside the river flow, down on the banks of the Ohio. I drew my knife across her breast, and in my arms she gently pressed. She cried, "Oh, please don't murder me, for I am not prepared to die. I took her by her golden curls. I dragged her down to the riverside. And then I threw her into drown. I watched her as she floated by. Then I got home between 12 and 1. I thought of the deed that I had done. I'd murdered the only girl I loved because she would not be my bride.
When I start talking, then I want you to stop, 'cause baby,
I'm a telling you, baby,
I'm the boss of this your house. When I want a kiss, give me all you got. Don't give them to me cold, give them to me hot, 'cause baby,
I'm a telling you, baby,
I'm the boss of this your house. Now, hon, you'll learn you can only speak when you've been spoken to. Telling you now, I'll let you know when I want to hear from you. When I say rooster, you can't crow. When I say get, you better go, 'cause baby,
I'm telling you, baby,
I'm the boss of your house. Talking, then I want you to stop, 'cause baby,
I'm a telling you, baby,
I'm the boss of your house. When I want a kiss, give me all you got. Don't give them to me cup, give them to me hot, 'cause baby,
I'm a telling you, baby,
I'm the boss of your house. Say,
yeah,
you better go,
'cause
baby,
I'm telling you, baby,
I'm the boss of your house.
Well, hey there, welcome to another week of Bluegrass Highway. My name's Courtney Petrie, and I'm so glad you could join me this week. We just started out the show with the Carter family, the song called Sailor Boy. Following that, we heard from Ernest V. Stoneman with the song called Banks of the Ohio. It's a really gruesome song. So many people have covered that song over the years, and it's just, I love that song. It's terrible that I love it, but I love it. Anyway, and last but not least, you were just listening to Jimmy Martin with I'm the Boss of This Here House. Well, folks, let's go from killing songs to a little gospel music. Let's take a listen to Monroe Crossing with a song called Standing in the Need of Prayer.
Not my brother, not my sister,
it's me, oh Lord,
it's need a prayer.
Not my brother,
not my sister.
It's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer.
It's me,
oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer.
I'm going home for my reward, away up there and see my Lord. He promised me in the by and by a precious home up in the sky.
Just listening to Mickey Harris with I'm Going Home. We're going to find this one on Mickey's album called Kneel and Pray. Right before that, we heard from Monroe Crossing with Standing in the Need of Prayer. You could find this one on their album called Into the Fire. Well, folks, let's go ahead and take a listen to the Warrior River Boys up next with a song called That's What I Like About You.
Thank you.
can see. Too many sad times, too many bad times, and nobody knows what you mean. If somehow you could pack up your sorrow, give them all to me, you would lose them. I know how to use them. Give them all to me. Seeking out a satisfied mind. Too many long times, too many wrong times, nobody's walking behind. If somehow you could pack up your sorrow, give them all to me, you would lose them. I know how to use them. Give them all to me. Your sorrow, give them all to me. You would lose them. I know how to use them. Give them all to me.
Well, you were just listening to James King with Pack Up Your Sorrows. We could find this one on James's album called Bed by the Window. Right before that, we heard from the Warrior River Boys with a song called That's What I Like About You. We're going to find this one on an album called New Beginnings. Well, up next, we're going to take a listen to Charlie Sizemore, going to do a song for us called The Silver Bugle.
It's been many years now since that bloody Civil War, but if you walk on Punchin' Creek, there's memories galore. Listen to the old folks and the stories that they tell about a silver bugle and Kentucky's day in hell. On a porch on Punchin' Creek, a man of 89 was whittling and spitting as we sat there killing time. The tales kept getting taller as the jug was passed around. When I rose to say goodnight, I heard an eerie sound. It sounded like a bugle, but the old man shook his head. Don't fear that silver bugle, son, 'cause all them boys is dead. The bugle you are hearing comes from 1863. It still echoes in these hills along the Punchin' Creek. Silver bugle with a silver tone, calling them boys back home. Had a lot of stuff that rebel boys could use, like horses, guns, and ammunition, not to mention shoes. The rebels had a silver bugle, so the legend goes, that carried them to battle and brought them safely home. rebel's famous silver bugle kept their spirits high. They played it night and morning and were not afraid to die. The Yankees had their orders, get that bugle at all costs. We'll get that silver bugle and the rebel cause is lost. The Yankees took the battle, but they couldn't find the horn. Some say it went to Gabriel to blow on judgment morn. If that's true, I know some soldiers on the judgment day who'll rise and march to greet their maker clad in rebel gray. Silver bugle with a silver tone, calling them boys back home.
Thank you.
Well, you were just listening to Larry Cordell with his band Lonesome Standard Time with a song called Can't Let Go. That was actually Janae Fleener who was singing on that, and she plays fiddle and sings. She's fantastic, fantastic. Anyway, the title of the song is called Can't Let Go, and the title of the album is Songs from the Workbench. Right before that, we heard from Charlie Sizemore with the Silver Bugle. We're going to find this one on Charlie's album called Good News. Well, up next, let's take a listen to, we're going to slow things down a little bit and take a listen to Dolly Parton with a song called A Few Old Memories.
Just a few old memories slipped in through my door. Though I thought I had closed it so tightly before, I can't understand it, why it should bother. Just a few old keepsakes way back on the shelf, though they don't mean nothing. Well, I'm surprised they're still left. Still
nothing new. Cause you left it all alone. It's been looking for a home. And it's crazy what a lonely heart will do. Like running to a
approve. Cause I'm doing my best. It takes a lot to forget. And it's crazy what a lonely heart will do. Like running to a to ease the pain by running wild. Ain't it crazy what a lonely heart will do? Yeah, it's crazy what a lonely heart will do.
Well, you were just listening to Rhonda Vincent and The Rage with Crazy What a Lonely Heart Will Do. Goodness, that's a sad song. Anyway, we're going to find this one on her album called Destination Life. Right before that, we heard from Dolly Parton with A Few Old Memories. We can find this one on Dolly's album called The Grass Is Blue. Well, up next, let's go ahead and take a listen to Don Rigsby with his band Midnight Call. I got a song for you called Empty Old Mailbox.
Empty old mailbox down there by the road. A mail truck drives by, but it don't even slow. Sweet honeysuckle grows over the place. Your farewell words took the smile from my face. Precious time, you'll have an empty old mailbox like mine. A lonely old dog wandered by there today. He sniffed for a moment and went on his way. A pair of young bluebirds I'm seeking. today. The last hill left and I'm on my way. Down at the mailbox I'm faced with the truth. It's empty as promises given by you. Empty old mailbox and a heart full of pain. Seasons roll by but it hurts to say. Precious time, you'll have an empty old mailbox like mine.
On the trail along the rim, his silver head against the mountain sky. And Grandma's face would open up when she saw that it was him, and she'd say, "Daddy, grab a chair, it's Mordecai." And it seemed to me he brought a country store there on his back as he laid it all before us on the ground. And I knew he'd finally reach into that ragged old backpack for the candy that he always brought around. He said, "My papa was a wandering Jew, and it's my fate to be one too. I'll roam these mountain trails until I die. Perhaps one day I'll see my home." Then he smiled and turned to go, and we all said goodbye to Mordecai. Thus I saw him at his prayers as the last light trickled through the cabin door. He stood before the little yellow candle burning there, softly speaking words I'd never heard before. And I told him how my grandma said it troubled her mind so, such a fine man wasn't washed in the blood of the Lamb. He smiled and said, "Tell Grandma if it pleases her to know that she and I both pray to the God of Abraham." He said, "My papa was a wandering Jew, and it's my fate to be one too. I'll roam these mountain trails until I die. Perhaps one day I'll see my home." Then he smiled and turned to go, and we all said goodbye to Mordecai. Been so long now since I've left that hillside far behind for a place I've never truly called my home. And more these days I see him walking in my mind through the misty mountain distance all alone. Mordecai was a wandering Jew in my own way. I am one too. I hope to make it home before I die. And if I finally find my way, I'll light a candle at his grave and say one more goodbye to Mordecai.
Well, that was Josh Williams with Mordecai. You can find this one on Josh's album called Lonesome Highway. Right before that, we heard from Don Rigsby and Midnight Call with Empty Old Mailbox. And that is a live recording that was a part of an album called Celebration of Life, Musicians Against Childhood Cancer. It's a great fundraiser where all these different bluegrass bands get together and perform, and all the proceeds from the album and I believe from the the festival itself go towards St. Jude's or some type of cancer research. So it's a great cause and great music, so you can't really go wrong. Anyway, let's go ahead and take a listen to Jason Carter up next. We're going to play a little bit of some instrumental tunes. I've got Jason Carter with Tacoma Waltz.
Thank you.
Well, you were just listening to Kristen Scott Benson with the Wood Chopper's Reel. Right before that, we heard from Jason Carter with Tacoma Waltz. You could find that on Jason's album called On the Move. Well, up next, we're going to take a listen to Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice with a song called Poor Mountain.
Well, I was born on top of Poor Mountain, the youngest son my daddy ever raised. He taught me everything about this holler, but mama tried to show me the way. The road that's winding up Poor Mountain, it's a long and narrow one to drive. You can't get your hands on a dollar if you don't know how to make that good moonshine. Hard living comes too easy on Poor Mountain. It's the only kind of life I understand. A hot rod and a bootleg education can make or break a poor mountain man. The road that's winding up Poor Mountain, it's a long and narrow one to drive. You can't get your hands on a dollar if you don't know how to make that good moonshine. Highway, his engine moans and whines, but the revenuer, he don't know how hard he'll have to drive up that road that's winding up Poor Mountain. It's a long and narrow one to drive, but you can't get your hands on a dollar if you don't know how to make that good moonshine.
Sunny Tennessee, Raleigh and Spencer, they're fighting down, and there ain't no more whiskey in this town. No, there ain't no more whiskey in this town. I play cards with the king and the queen, and I've gambled the ace and the tray. Well, I've gambled the ace and the tray. What you gonna do when the women are all gone? I'll hang my head and I'll cry. I'll hang my head and I'll cry. Raleigh and Spencer, they're burning down. There ain't no more whiskey in this town. There ain't no more whiskey in this town. They're rising bloom again. Raleigh and Spencer, they're burning down, and they're
there ain't no more whiskey in this town. Well, there ain't no more whiskey in this town.
Burn her down!
Well, that was Lonesome River Band with a rousing performance of Raleigh and Spencer. And you can find this one on the album Celebration of Life and Musicians Against Childhood Cancer. Right before that, we heard from Junior Sisk and Rambler's Choice with Poor Mountain. You can find that one on the album called Blue Side of the Blue Ridge. Well, folks, I've got time for just one more song. We're going to finish off with the Larry Stevenson Band and the Knoxville Boy. Anyway, it's on the album called Life Stories. You'll see why I just cringed. Anyway, folks, my name's Courtney Petrie. You've been listening to Bluegrass Highway on KRVS 88.7 FM. Folks, y'all have a wonderful week, and I'll see you next time.
When the fog rolls into Knoxville and the river's on the rocks, don't go near the Knoxville boy, there's murder in his eyes. Daughter, listen to me, what I say is true. Don't you go near the Knoxville boy, he'll be the death of you. Abandoned by his mother on the river late one night, took in by a rich man who vowed to raise him right. When the fog rolls in Knoxville and the river's on the rise, don't go near the Knoxville boy, there's murder in his eyes. Heed me, don't fall into his arms. Don't you love the Knoxville boy if you would be unharmed. He got anything he wanted, the girls did what he said. When the river rises, another floats up dead. When the fog rolls into Knoxville and the river's on the rise, don't go near the Knoxville boy, there's murder in his eyes. When the moon is high, the Knoxville boy goes prowling out to keep. We don't know why so many die to give that boy a thrill. A handsome lad with a wealthy dad and eyes of bluebird blue, he's killed before he'll kill some more, and the next one could be you. When the fog rolls into Knoxville and the river's on the rise, don't go near the Knoxville boy, there's murder in his eyes. Say they've seen him, his hands all red with blood. He gets off, his daddy's rich, and his grandpa is the judge. Town folk up and lynched him, but till this very day, although they hung the Knoxville boy, he won't stay in his grave. When the fog rolls floats up dead. There's murder in his eyes. He won't stay in his grave. Beware the Knoxville boys.